Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Today's episode is the first ever one that I'm joined by not one, but two guests at the same time. They are the BIM specialist and head of new business and marketing at Bespoke Careers and are here to discuss their upcoming Digital Construction Week Fringe event. Please welcome Jamie Robertson and Olivia Mudie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Great to be here. I know you're absolutely flat out in the Bespoke office, so thank you very much for taking the time out. And we're going to have to speed through everything that you're doing right now because you've got your fingers in a lot of pies. So let's start it off and let's talk about the services that Bespoke provide. Now, you're both notable figures from the company when it comes to BIM, especially yourself, Jamie, because your work's hugely related to building information modelling. So I'd like to ask you about your role specifically. What is a typical day in the life like for yourself?
Okay, well, I've got to say it can vary very dramatically. So it could be Monday coming after a very sort of eventful weekend. There's lots of sort of candidate interviews to get through. Usually the week before we would have put out a whole lot of adverts for various client briefs, etc. We're going through the applications for those. Candidates will come in. We make a real point of interviewing every candidate if possible. That way we get a really good understanding of what they do and how they'll fit client briefs. We have obviously targets we have to meet, which I won't go into, but we need to do things like client meetings, negotiating placements, negotiating interviews. Yeah, so generally you've got to do a lot of ads, a lot of admin as well, and kind of make sure you're up to speed with what's going on.
Absolutely, there's a lot of stuff to do there, and you're organising a lot of interviews, doing a lot of interviews yourself, and now the shoe is on the other foot. So, this is exciting. So now I want to ask, Bespoke have 5 locations across 4 continents, all of which are determined to find the right people for the right positions and support those people along the way every step. Now, has there been any particular part of the world where you've seen an interesting high volume of BIM work become available?
Yeah, well, we've kind of had a big push recently because in the BIM world, digital technology world, there's a kind of a tussle for the top, if you like, in terms of where BIM is and on a world page. Recent times, sort of US, Australia, New Zealand, places like that have been really sort of ahead of the game, so they have a pretty good understanding, but UK now is at the forefront. But we work very closely with our other offices. We've got sort of London, New York, Hong Kong, Sydney, Melbourne. We have, you know, a cross office and continent culture where we're kind of sending people that want to relocate, people that are sort of based in those countries and want to come here. Recently placed a BIM manager with a company in Sydney, seems to be going really well. So there's a real sort of cross culture that we have, and we run a sort of a visa scheme so that we're able to kind of make that a very smooth transition.
Sounds really exciting that, you know, you're willing to, if it's an Australian position, it's not just limited to Australian professionals, you know, a lot of different people can apply from...
No, not at all.
That's really interesting. Now, another thing I think is quite interesting, does having different offices globally help you put on sessions like the DCW Fringe event that I touched upon earlier? Does that impact you in any way?
Yes. If you think about offices in Melbourne and Sydney especially, they work very closely with the Revit user groups there, and they sponsor Revit conferences. As you know, Revit and the kind of BIM stuff was a lot bigger in Australia than before it came over to the UK. So yeah, that definitely helps us and gives us a really high volume of amazing candidates as well that can obviously relocate from Australia to the UK or to any of other offices to share their BIM knowledge.
Olivia's kind of expertise in organising and making these events happen, as you know, being the sort of head office, we're looking at sort of setting the standards for those to roll them out to those other countries. So they're taking a bit of a lead, and they can see that London and sort of digital technology are forefront, so they're kind of following our lead really.
Yeah,
gathering a bit of momentum overseas. So,
Before I actually spoke to you, I didn't even think about how different professionals in different countries could all link together and end up living in a different country to get a different role. That's really interesting that you do that as well, and you have that service. Now, how much research and knowledge sharing goes on between your different bases to aid one another's progress?
It's quite substantial, really, because obviously I'm looking after the kind of building information modelling section of Bespoke. We've got a lot of other factions, so we've got a sort of technical technologist desk. We've got obviously the sort of architecture team, Tempe Perm. We've got landscaping, furniture. We've got interior design and creative support, admin, etc. So in terms of what I'm doing is I'm actually studying my master's in building information modeling alongside my career here. So that's a direct support network that I bring into my colleagues. So I'm kind of advising them on how digital technologies integrates into, say, the architecture desk, and what, you know, bring them up to speed on current standards, how candidates might be evolving, that sort of thing. And then we're looking at how we can apply that to the rest of the world, so the other offices. So we're kind of just sort of making sure that everybody has an integrated learning policy, really, I guess.
But in terms of a candidate that was going to come and work for us, when you talked about knowledge sharing, to give you an example, if you were in a candidate in New York and you wanted to come to London, you could go into a New York office, be interviewed by one of our ex-industry architects there, and then once they've put your notes up, and you can also meet our consultants in London via Skype, because obviously we meet every single candidate that we interview, or that we will send to our clients to interview, and then they could potentially have a role before they land in London, because we will then make sure that we've got our bases here to send out the candidates' information to the best companies here, and they could land and then go straight to an interview. And that does happen an awful lot across all of our different offices.
Yeah, again, you're blowing my mind here with all the services that you actually provide, and it's absolutely brilliant. You've always shown as well that you are huge supporters of spreading the word about BIM and the benefits it can provide. And your upcoming Fringe event to Digital Construction Week is another example of Bespoke creating a platform where people can collaborate and share ideas. Now, Olivia, can you tell me more about the event and what day that is taking place?
Yes, I can. So it's starting it's Monday evening, so it's Monday the 19th of October. So I know that a lot of people that will be travelling down for Digital Construction Week will be coming down on that day, because it's all going to kick off on the 20th. We are starting in the evening, so it's an informal event. It starts at 6:30, goes on to 8:30. It's in our head office, which is at 58 St John's Square in Clerkenwell. Informal, with come and have a BIM beer, basically. And we have teamed up with BAM and Faro, because they've worked collaboratively on a number of projects, which means that they can talk through a number of case studies, which we find from running BIMnet, which I'll talk about a bit later. Our kind of biggest fans love to come and talk to people about how they've utilised and worked with Revit or whatever BIM product they're using with other design disciplines, because it's all about collaboration.
Absolutely, I'm really excited about it. It sounds like a good lineup as well, the two professionals who are heading the BAM and Faro teams. Now, why did you guys decide to get involved with DCW? How did that partnership come about?
Well, we've been heavily involved with BIM Show Live since it started. And, you know, we go every year. We've done a stand there. We do our BIM Mojito event there. So why not be involved? And why not support them? It's our first ever week. Support them. We've got, I understand, over 5,000 people coming down for the conference. And we are doing various things with Faro again, supporting a cocktail evening and everything else, which is, I think, a great, as well as attending, a great thing for us to be doing.
You mentioned BIM Mojito events that I clearly have no idea what you're talking about. I'm looking forward to those drinks as well. coming up with Faro as well. So it sounds like a good lineup you've got on at the event on the 19th, and then the drinks on the 21st as well. Now, what was it about Faro and BAM that made you decide you wanted to collaborate with them?
Well, BAM are one of the biggest construction companies in the UK. They also work on really, really interesting projects. I'm not saying that none of the other ones do, but they're a good client of ours. Faro, we met them through our BIM networking event, which I'm sure you guys must know about by now. It's in its fourth year, and obviously we have teamed up with Plough and Craven, Levitt Bernstein, Wilmot Dixon and Acom. So we've all worked together extremely hard for the last 4 years in creating this event, and I think part of its massive success has also been launched by Mr. David Philp himself, which has helped us a lot. We have a big following. We have over 1,000 delegates that are registered with us to attend. We normally get around 100, 150 people that do attend. And Faro just happened to have, they put on an amazing presentation when they were here. And Bespoke and Faro made a great friendship there, really. And it made sense for us to work together.
From, say, Faro perspective, on the technology front, when we're talking about, say, digital construction, they've got such a sort of developing interest in BIM advances, or sort of technology advances, really. So their 3D scanning is kind of becoming an integral part in the digital technology movement, and they can really recognize what we're trying to do in terms of how we sort of sit in the industry. There's obviously we can assist the various companies with their kind of recruitment needs, and also sort of advise on where the market's going. So it's working well.